go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
MB Financial Bank brings you this conversation with the great Eddie Olchek. Good morning, my friend.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just working my way back home. I was in Stamford, Connecticut last night doing a little studio work for NBCSN for Wednesday Night Rivalry, and just making my way back home. So nice to be out, and I got 34 more days of treatment, so we're knocking them off the calendar. So
kicking cancer's ass.
Yeah, we're trying. And again, I'd be remiss if I didn't thank everybody for all the support, everybody over there at GN, and obviously my family, my friends, and obviously the Blackhawks, John McDonough and Jay Blanc checking in on me all the time, and the entire organization, and it's been incredible, and my incredible team of doctors that I have been just every day has been, I've been very lucky, and going to continue to grind away and stay upbeat, and just know that I got 3 more treatments to go and 34 more days till the last time I'm unhooked, and hopefully put this in the rearview mirror for forever.
So, and I know you've been inspired by your wife again and again and again.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, she's been there every step of the way, and she's had her own medical battles here over the course of the last 6+ months, and but I'm a lucky guy both at home and at work, and she's been there every step of the way, so I'm very, very thankful, very lucky, very blessed, and look forward to getting healthy, all of us, and turning the page and making 2018 way better than the last couple of months and we're of 2017.
You know, it's funny, and we all know this to be true, the older we get kind of thing, but sometimes you have to go through the worst things in life before you truly realize how great your life is. And
yeah, I mean, that's a great point, Steve. And, you know, look, I know, and there are a lot of people out there that are listening now everywhere around the world. I know there are a lot of people out there that are way worse off than Eddie Olchek, and I understand that, and I see a lot of those people when I go to Northwestern every 2 weeks for my treatments, or see people in my travels, or get letters or cards, or, you know, I'm not very good on that thing called email, so I hear their stories, and I pray for them, and I want them to know that there are people out there that are pulling for them. And you're right, I mean, the true colors of someone or some team or some, you know, a company is not when things are great. I mean, it's easy to be a good guy when you're scoring 5 goals and you win 15 in a row, or you got 3 shutouts in a row, or the ratings are through the roof. It's when things are really tough is when you really show what the hell you're made of. And, you know, it's been a grind. And, you know, just keep battling, keep believing, and keep leaning on the people that are close to me. And that's been the greatest part of this, is that the support has just been over the top. I mean, the fan base at home is just, I'm just amazed, and I'm very, very thankful, and I won't be able to thank everybody, but
well, consider this a step.
I want everybody to know.
Yeah. Sure, and we're going to get to the hockey here in a second, but before we do that, I know one of the things that always makes you feel better is when I shut up and Andrea starts talking.
Hey, Edzo, I love you. I miss you.
I love
watching the piece that Channel 9 did on you was so wonderful. What really struck me is that I think now you're reaching out to people. You're becoming an inspiration, not just for all of us and broadcasting and the hockey world, but all over for those either fighting cancer or other diseases. And something that resonates with me, and I think women and men, young, old, all ages, is get checked. You know, go to a doctor if you feel pain.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the message that you're sending now, too.
Trust your voice.
Trust your voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, AD. I mean, I think that's what I've tried to do here, and I think that's been a rallying cry or rallying point for me, and it's really helped me, is that I my goal at the start was to help one person get through this battle that they're going through, or prevent somebody from having to go through this hell. And anybody that's been touched by cancer, and sadly it seems like everybody has, but
you know, like, you're right. I mean, if you're not feeling well, it's okay to go see a doctor. I don't care how old you are. I don't care where you come from. I don't care how much you have. You know, like, for me, I just happened to get sick. And, you know, I, like, thankfully I went to the doctor, and thankfully I was able to catch it, you know, before it spread into the, you know, into the heart of my soul and the belly. And, you know, look, I mean, I'm not out of the woods by any means, but, like, I just really feel that it's been one of the reasons why it's helped me get through this process, AD, is that, you know, I want to try to tell my story just for the fact of, hey, you know what, like, it's okay to get a colonoscopy a little bit earlier maybe than what they prescribe, or if you feel something, is to say something. And I'm hoping that I can save one person from having to go through this, because I would never want anybody, regardless of how tough they may think they are or whatever, is to have to go through this. And it's really helped me get through this last, you know, like, it's this last 4.5 months and 34 days to go, and keep grinding away, and want to continue to be an inspiration to as many people as I can, whether they know hockey or they don't, or they love horse racing or whatever it might be. I want to try to continue to inspire people and keep them away from this horrible disease.
Health, horses, and hockey. That's what you need, the three H's.
That's it. Eddie, good morning. And I'll echo Andrea said, you are indeed an inspiration. It's good to talk to you, man. All right, let me get a little hockey in here real quick.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
All right, so the Blackhawks haven't said anything officially about Corey Crawford. Right. Obviously, the comments yesterday by Scotty Bowman, regardless of what's happening, let's just look at the outlook for the Hawks. If it's true that for a long stretch here, they're going to be without Crawford.
Right.
So what do you do?
Well, look, I mean,
two goalies.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I think that, you know, I don't think the Blackhawks are in this position, David, because of their goaltending. Like, I think the goaltending has been, good enough. Like, I mean, Corey Crawford was on his way to an All-Star game, by the way, before he got injured before Christmas. Like, he was playing lights out, and Crow had a lot to do with where the Blackhawks were playing at that particular time. Yes, he's gone down. You know, Forsberg and Glass have come in and done a nice job. I don't think the Blackhawks are sitting where they are because of the goaltending. I think that they have to, you know, you hear the word urgency. You hear the word about, look, you know, there's not a lot of time left. They have to go on a run, David. Like, I mean, they haven't been able to do it so far, but they got to go on a run where they win 8 of 10, or they go 12-3 in a stretch of 15 games, because right now, you know, you're not only looking at the wild card positions, but you're also looking at jumping over, you know, 2 and 3 other teams, you know, that are ahead of you. So, you know, I think, you know, it's a finding that consistency. You know, win 4 or 5, lose 3 or 4. You know, win 4 or 5, lose 2 of 3. I mean, that's the way the season's been all year, and you just got to find that consistency. So, you know, for me, goaltending is I don't think goaltending has anything to do with what's going on. Look, your chances obviously are much better with Corey Crawford. We know that. And you probably, as a player, David, you probably play a little bit different when you have a guy back there that you know and you trust, so to speak, because he's been there and he's won the Stanley Cup.
Sure.
And all that type of stuff. So I think it goes hand in hand. But I think for this team here, look, you need some guys to play way better than they have. And you got to get some guys to go on a run, and this team's got to go on a stretch, because it's going to be a battle moving forward to get one of those wild card spots.
MB Financial Bank question from a listener. Claudia Cass writes, do you think in the future you'll ever see a female athlete compete in the NHL? When you think about how good the Olympic teams are, can you see that in our lifetime, Eddie?
Anything is possible. I mean, we had, for Claudia to know, and I mean, look, I can't remember yesterday, let alone what the hell happened 25 years ago, but there was a women goaltender, Manon Rion.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
That played goalie, I believe, for Tampa Bay in an exhibition game. So, you know, look, to play professionally would certainly, at the NHL level, I mean, would be, I mean, a task and a half. I mean, it is a tough game. I'm sure there are a lot of women out there that would love to get that opportunity. So I would say never say never. But we have had a woman goaltender partake in a hockey game back a handful of years ago.
Look at you referencing. How about that?
Well, I mean, you know, I've lost. Well, first off, I've gained a lot of weight during this procedure, so I can't. I don't know. I don't know if you got a direct line to Oprah. Maybe she can hook me up with her new, her new deal or whatever. So that's the first thing. I'm kind of lost a little bit of the locks up top. They told me I wasn't going to, so I'm a little bit disappointed in that. But I think if anything, I think maybe my whatever brain or brains that I had before have gotten a little sharper with all this time.
I gotta tell you, and I'll let you go on this, but I think of you as Ali, still pretty. Remember Ali used to say that all the way through? He'd go, look at me, still pretty. That's Eddie, still pretty.
I second that.
Thanks, Eddie. Maybe purdy, but I don't know about pretty.
Next time we talk horses. Thank you, buddy. God bless.
Okay, Gay. Love you guys. Thanks.
Love you, Enzo.
Eddie Olchek and MB Financial Bank. MB means business.